Good morning, dear friends. Happy you're here. So today we hear about Jesus, and he's saying something very, very important. He's saying that he has come to serve. What does it mean to serve someone? What do you think? Usually when I ask that, someone will say, well, I go to a restaurant and I'm served. You're served by a waiter or a waitress. That's serving. But in the sense that Jesus is talking about, who is he talking about actually? Jesus is talking about himself, isn't he? And he's saying that he has come to serve. He has come to serve us with what? What does Jesus serve us with? Body and blood. He comes to serve us body and blood. He comes to serve us with his own life, doesn't he? Now, it's interesting that Jesus, we know that he is God and King, and we know that he's our Savior, but he's also saying something very important in the epistle lesson, that in the epistle lesson, we don't call ourselves to be priests. We are actually called to be priests, and you see that your pastor is wearing something very specific. You know, in the old days, in the Old Testament, the priests were required to wear a specific uniform, a specific set of items that identified them as the high priest. Well, in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, we wear something very distinctive, don't we? This is called, anyone know what this is called? An alb. It's called an alb. And then I wear this. It's called a stole. And this identifies me as an ordained pastor or as a priest, in a sense. I also wear a cross with Jesus on it to remind you that Jesus has gone to the cross for you. Now, people are sometimes offended that we wear these things, but why do we wear this? Well, it covers up who we are, because we don't want you to be looking at, I don't want you to be looking at me and seeing what I'm wearing, so that, you know, it takes your eyes off whom? It takes your eyes off Jesus. We want you to be focused on Jesus, so therefore I cover up. I cover up what I'm wearing so that you'll be thinking of Jesus and the white robe of righteousness that we will all wear one day. And in wearing this, and when you see this, you know that your pastor is serving you. So how do I serve all of you and all of them looking at you? How do I serve? Any of you know? By preaching the word. By preaching the word, by visiting the sick and the shut in, but most important is that I serve you by rightly administering the Lord's body and blood here at the altar. We rightly give to you the Lord's body and blood, and all of you will be here one day. All of you will go through instruction, and you'll learn how important it is to receive Jesus' body and blood in faith. For in faith is that's what saves you. So therefore, when you see a pastor dressed like this, it's not because he wants to be special. It's a sign that he is serving. That I am serving each of you with God's word, with his body and blood. And then I'm also proclaiming to you the forgiveness of all your sin. The forgiveness of all your sin. So therefore, let's fold our hands and let's close our eyes and we pray. Lord Jesus, thank you, O Lord, for being our servant, for coming to serve us with your body and blood. Thank you for being our servant as you died upon the cross for each and every one of us. Help us, O Lord, to always recognize that we too are to be servants as we are also being served by others. Lord, we give you thanks for all that you have done for us. Lord Jesus, thank you so much. And all the children said,
Amen.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad. We can do it louder though, can't we?
Amen.
Very good.